So nice to see each of you. As usual, lie down on your mat, legs up the wall, or resting in a chair. And spend a few moments with your breath. And here we are, the last day of our Sangha, this particular Sangha. What is your intention for today, for taking home? And when you're ready to move a little, let's start with mudras from our heart. Making circles with your hands, bringing that circle into your elbows, into your shoulders. And now bring your hands into prayer position in front of your heart, honoring your intention, your practice. And now take your arms out to the sides. And when you're ready, open your legs into a V. Make your legs active, flex your feet. And now bring your legs together and go right into butterfly pose. Bring your knees together, take your legs back up. And a breath. And bring your right leg forward. Make your legs straight, flex your right foot. Place your right heel on your opposite toes, like that. And bring your leg back to the wall. And when you're ready, straighten your left leg, flex your left foot, and bring your left foot forward. And take your left foot back. Oh, excuse me, over to the right, heel on your toes. Sometimes when I'm teaching, my mind goes ahead to where I'm going to take you next. That's what happens. All right, bring your leg back to the wall and take a breath, pause. Bring your knees down into your chest, wrap your arms around your shins, a little gentle rocking. And then go right into happy baby pose. Happy baby is good for lots of different parts of our body. Draw your knees down. Take your tailbone down, make your back body long. And now in your own way, release from this pose and roll over to one side. And now come on up to a seated position. And just bring your belt nearby. We'll use it later. With one leg crossed in front of the other leg. And let's start by taking one arm, reaching up to the sky, long through your side body, bend at the elbow, other hand to your opposite elbow, draw the elbow back, just opening up this whole side of your body. Exhale, come on down. And when you're ready, take the other arm up, reach up, bend at the elbow, reach back. Take your other hand to your elbow, draw the elbow back, like that. And release. Coming back to center. Now let's do our twist. Take one hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind. Straighten your spine, continue turning in this direction. And just notice where your head is. And actually in the twist, you can turn your head in either direction. So being mindful. Let your head go in the direction you'd like it to go. Exhale, come on back. And when you're ready, take the other hand across, working your belly. Come on into the twist in this direction, with your shoulders back, chin parallel to the ground, and turn your head. Exhale, come back. Back to center. And with your hands somewhere on your legs, just start this folding forward with a hinging at your hips. Drop your chin and fold forward. And press yourself up, back up to center. And now change the interlace of your legs. And when you're ready to twist, take one hand across to the opposite knee, straighten your spine, work your belly. Take a little time coming into the twist. Feel it in your body. Turn your head. Exhale, come on back. Other hand to the opposite knee. Work your body into the pose. With the breath, inhale your spine a little straighter. With each exhaling breath, a little deeper into the twist. Turn your head. Exhale, come on back. Back to center, pause. And let's fold forward. Little hinge at the hips, tucking your chin. Letting gravity take you to where it takes you. And press yourself back up and pause with breath. And now open your legs into a wide V. Come into this position, active legs, flexing your feet, pointing your toes up to the sky. Place your right hand on your right thigh, left hand on your hip. Walk your right hand down your right leg, taking hold of your foot, ankle, shin, or bend at the elbow, press your right elbow into your inner thigh. Turn your body, incline the heart up to meet the day, and either keep your hand on your elbow or extend your arm over your head. And again, notice where your head is. And if you like, turn your head, look up. Or keep your head in a nice line with your spine on the horizon. And inhale, come on back up. Back to center. And we're going to go to the second side in just a moment. But if for some reason you're not doing this twist, you don't have to do it to such an active twist. You can just gently turn from one side and then back to the other side. But if you're doing this twist, left hand on your thigh, right hand on your hip, turn your body, walk your hand down, taking hold of anywhere on your leg, or drop your elbow into your inner thigh. Just like that. Incline the heart up, mindful of your head and the way that you're turning it. Inhale, come on back up. And just take a moment with breath. Awareness in your hips, hip joints. Let's fold forward, hinging at the hips. If your hands reach the ground, you can start to walk your hands forward. Relax your head. And now come on back up. And when you're ready to transition, bring your fingertips under your knees. Bring your knees up. Bring your legs into butterfly pose. And again, starting the folding forward by hinging at your hips. Come on down. And press yourself back up. Bring your knees together. And when you're ready to transition, roll down onto your back. Come into relaxation pose for just a few moments. Arrive into this position. Spend a moment with your breath. And now bring your knees up with your feet on the ground. Bring your right knee into your chest. Take hold of your shin. Draw your knee in close. And take your belt, put your belt around your right foot. Take your right leg up. Lengthen your left leg on your mat, if you like. Seek a straight leg, active leg. And if your left leg is extended on the ground, lift your left leg just a couple inches off the ground. Notice the parts of the body you have to engage to do this. And then bring your left leg back, keep it active. And take your belt into your right hand, left arm out to the side. Exhale your leg out to the right. Anchored on the left, bring your leg back to center. And now take the belt into your left hand, right arm out to the side, and take your leg all the way over to the left into this twist, both shoulders on the ground. And head in neutral, or you can turn your head to the right. Wait for the inhaling breath. Come on back up. And bend your knee, release your belt, lengthen that leg. Another moment in Shavasana, relaxation pose. And bring your knees up, feet on the ground. Bring your left knee into your chest, a little press. And put the belt around your left foot, take your left leg up. And if you like, lengthen your right leg on your mat. Arrive into this pose. And lift your right leg a few inches off your mat. And And put your right leg back down on the ground. And take the belt into your left hand, both sides of the belt, right arm out to the side, anchored on the right, take your leg out to the left. Inhale, come on back up. And now take the belt into your right hand, left arm out to the side. Take your leg all the way over to the right, coming into this twist. Turn your head to the left. Inhale, come on back up. And bend your knee, remove your belt, lengthen your leg on your mat, and pause with breath. And now bring your knees up once again. Bring your right outer ankle to your left knee. And just pause here a moment. Take your right knee back a little. And bring your left knee in towards your body, interlace behind your thigh. And notice this side of your body, this hip, this buttock, this thigh. And with your interlace behind your thigh, straighten your leg. Make contact, back of your thigh to your clasped hands, and take your legs, your arms out to the sides. And releasing from the pose, bend your left knee, bring your foot to the ground, and keep your right outer ankle on your knee. Excuse me. Arms out to the sides. Exhale, your knee to the left. Come down onto your foot. Inhale, come on back up. Back to center with your feet on the ground and your knees up. Take a breath. And now bring your left outer ankle to your right knee. And take another moment here, taking the left knee back, staying present with what's happening in your body. And now bring your right knee into your chest, interlace behind your thigh, draw the knee in. Straighten your right leg and make contact with your thigh and your clasped hands. And if you like, take your arms out to the sides. And now bend your right knee, bring your foot to the ground. Keep your left outer ankle on your right knee. And drop your knee over to the right, come down onto your foot. Inhale, come on back up. Untangle from the pose. Pause with the breath. And bring your right knee into your chest. Take hold of your shin, a little press. And then take this right leg into happy baby, half a happy baby. Lengthen your left leg on your mat. And this particular sequence, again, it releases stress in your back. And if you have a lot of stress in your back, you can do this pose a little closer to the wall so you're pressing your left foot into the wall. At the same time, you're in happy baby with the other leg. So without the wall, flex your left foot, right leg in happy baby, inviting any stress that's in your back to be released. And release from the pose. Come back with your knees up and your feet on the ground. Let's go right to the second side. So bring your left knee in, a little press. And then take your left leg into happy baby. Lengthen your right. Active in your right leg, releasing stress, tension, tightness, fatigue in your back body. With all the sitting you've been doing this week, these 12 days, all the practice. Exhale, come on back, release the pose. Come back with your feet on the ground and your knees up. And take your feet about the width of your yoga mat and just let both of your knees drop over to one side. And this is a beautiful pose, just like this. And if you like, bring your underneath foot to your top knee. Add a little weight to the pose. And bring your knees back up. Feet about the width of your yoga mat. Drop your knees to the other side. Underneath foot to your top knee. Inhale, come on back up. And bring your feet about hip width, knees up. Just take a moment. And now let's prepare for bridge pose. So with your feet about hip width, knees about hip width, walk your feet in towards your buttocks. Bring your arms in close to your body, bending at the elbows. Upper arm bones make contact. Feet make contact. Move your knees forward. Keep that press in your feet. Keep that press in your upper arm bones. Draw your sacrum up. Heart opens. And bring your awareness now to your shin bones. And just move those shin bones forward. Knees forward. Rotate your thighs inward. And if you like, bring one knee into your chest. Take that leg up. And bring your leg back down. Bring the other knee into your chest if you like. Take that leg up. Exhale. Come on back down. Steady, balanced. When you're ready, exhale. Come on down. Lengthen your legs, let your feet relax open. Hands go where you'd like them. Relax and receive the benefits from your practice throughout this retreat. Receive the benefits that are all around us from the elements. Letting the earth hold you. Quiet mind. And take a deep breath and slowly begin to move. And in your own time, when you're ready, bring your knees up. Roll over to one side. And press yourself up to a seated position. And let's bring our hands together into prayer. And let's together chant Om. You have to help me even though I can't hear you because I can't carry a tune. You probably have noticed that. So let's take a breath together and chant Om. Om.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.